Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When you are thinking about investing some money into the financial markets, are you thinking about the potential reward? Or maybe the amount of risk involved? Those are certainly things to think about, but our next guest says you should start with the purpose and time frame of your investment. David Turner is a certified financial planner, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Dave, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
To start with, go ahead and give us a definition of, or an example of defining the purpose and time frame of an investment.
Sure. Well, as you can imagine, Mike, most people, when they're putting money to work out in the capital markets, while they're looking for a return, normally the funds they're using are for some specific purpose. Examples of that could be simply retirement planning. They're looking to be able to build up an income for the future. Sometimes it can be things like educating a child, making sure they have an appropriate amount of funds for a college education. They also may have shorter term purposes. You know, they may be wanting to buy a vehicle in 2 or 3 years. So having a purpose for the funds that you're investing really helps you to make decisions when you're looking toward accounts and different investment types.
Okay, so we've determined a purpose and a time frame for this particular investment. What's next?
Well, the next thing that a potential investor may want to think about is what level of assistance they really want with their investing, whether or not you're a do-it-yourselfer. There are multiple types of advisors. So you want to begin thinking about how involved you want to be as an investor. So you're going to want to think about, are you looking for low cost? Are you looking for an advisor or a custodian that is selling proprietary type investments? Or do you prefer someone who can represent multiple types of investments? So you're going to want to think through those things and really come to a decision about how much help you really want and how deeply you want to be involved in those processes.
You're going to need to monitor this and check on the performance. You don't just walk away once all of this is set, right?
Absolutely, Mike. An investor is going to want to determine ahead of time how often they would like to review their investments. That can be on a quarterly basis, a semi-annual basis, or even an annual basis. All of those are really common time frames. However, initially, one of the things that an investor is really going to want to do is to develop some expectations about those investments. If you're choosing investments with a time horizon, you can do research and you can develop expectations such as a level of expected return given the risk of the investments that you're in. Good advisors can really help you understand what the risk is in comparison with what the return you're receiving is going to be. They can also help you begin to understand how they're controlling risk in the portfolio. One of the real common ways that investors see is through something called rebalancing, which simply involves setting a baseline of those investments initially, and when the investments begin to deviate from that baseline, simply buying and selling and bringing those investments back into line with the original intent of the investments. And it can get more sophisticated than that, Mike. There are ways that investors can learn if they're evaluating two different sets of investments in the same risk areas. There are ways to begin to quantify and help them to understand selection methodologies. And this really helps them when we get into those market environments where the market is not so fun to be involved in during those time frames. It can really help an investor find a place of comfort and give them a good solid foundation to decision making about reaching the goals they originally set.
Well, David, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Dave Turner is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And in fact, anywhere you find your podcasts, you will find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.